Welcome back to Forbidden Knowledge News. I'm your host, Chris Matthew, and tonight I want to welcome back to the show the one and only Wayne Steiger. Wayne, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Chris. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, it's always a pleasure. Always fun to talk to you.
Well, it's never boring.
And it seems like our world gets weirder every time we talk. There's always something new and interesting and weird and more devastation, unfortunately, going on around the world.
Yeah. I know you were just saying about, 8.1?
Magnitude, it initially came in at, I think, a 7.8, and then they actually upgraded, which you never see USGS do. They upgraded it to a magnitude 8.0. The Fiji Islands, I think it was like 570-something kilometers, a really deep one.
Earth is changing, no doubt about it. I just don't see how people could no longer, recognize it. Now, I know people sometimes want to put it and say, well, for instance, we were talking about the heat just before we came on, and I could say starting from April, May, June, and July, it was really hot here, extremely hot. But then if you go back and look at the records, you can see back in the Dust Bowl era in the early 30s, it was much hotter and much drier. So sometimes it's a matter of just keeping perspective. But I think globally, we all can agree, something's happening.
Yeah, and I mean, there have been a lot of areas that experienced record heat recently. Yeah. I mean, higher than they've ever seen. There's definitely something going on. And along with the 8.0, they had three magnitude 6.1s right in a row, back-to-back in New Zealand right after that. So, yeah, there's definitely some seismic activity. We've had quite a few in the past few days.
Yeah.
Probably has something to do with the coronal hole. We got a huge one facing us right now.
Well, be curious to see, if we start seeing earth spots around the upper northwest. That's an area that, people are aware of. It's I think that if there's a potential area in the North American continent, that would be it.
Right. And another thing that's been happening that I want to talk about is these fires. This is record fires that we've been having, the largest in California, and it seems the whole world is having problems with wildfires right now.
Yeah, getting a little warm.
It can't just be the heat. It's got to be something else,
Makes one think. Now, we had some here in Colorado, and we've been suffering from the smoke from back in the West. So it makes you think. I do a show on Monday night on my channel with Dr. Albers, and she's from Portugal. And they just had a devastating fire that just, it was horrendous. It makes me think that sometimes when you think about combustion, what typically causes carbon to combust, I often wonder if we're maybe not picking up another potential background radiation, potential energy. Who knows? Some say that these are deliberately being set. It's hard to say.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard that, and it is kind of compelling when you see that the houses, some of these houses have been burnt to nothing, and then the surrounding forests and wooded areas are intact. And you have cars, completely melting the metal in the cars. It's very strange.
Well, I've heard stories as well of people seeing what they claim to be look like a laser coming down in these areas. Now, I have a number of pictures that over the years when we first started seeing these, this was back in 2015, where we started seeing the first reported, my wife and I actually saw one here where I live in Colorado. So are we seeing potentially something? I don't know. I'm tending to think about Russia. Russia has now got a bird up there that is not in the normal sync orbit that it should be. Right. Rumors are abounding that the Russians have discovered a new energy source that they are deploying in space. Now, are we going to see a counter action to that from the ETs? I think this is setting up to be very interesting. I don't know.
That is interesting. Now, yeah, I have heard about the satellite. I haven't heard much about it, just speculation on what could possibly be going on. But it's just strange. I mean, the amount of wildfires and how they're happening all over the world at the same time, it's just, it's quite concerning.
Well, here's one of those. Now, this was taken in Florida back in 2015, August.
Yeah.
I remember that. Yep. And then we had this one that showed up in Georgia. Very distinct. You know, you have to say, what is this? You know, I think that they were testing whatever it is that they're testing up there. And there is one other that we saw in China, the big explosion area. I actually have a picture of that one that shows, again, one of these lights coming down. So I don't know.
Yeah, that's something that, and you know, we had the fires last year that were pretty bad. It's getting worse this year. And who knows what next year is going to bring. It seems that these natural disasters, just year by year, in the past at least 5 years, have gotten so much worse.
Yes.
Exponentially over the years.
Now, here's the one in Tianjin.
Oh, I don't think I've seen that one. Wow.
So the world was told that this was a chemical explosion. It was not.
I remember the explosion. I don't think I've seen this picture, though.
Yep. Whatever hit, this was a space weapon. So you can see exactly whatever this is. I don't know.
Well, it's no doubt they have the technology. It's just a question of what extent that are they actually using it right now?
Well, I actually think, Chris, I have some video that I've actually gotten off the ISS. This was back in 2015 again, where, you know, they were testing something that was as bright as our sun.
Yeah.
And
I believe you showed me that. Yeah.
It's in my. So those, are we seeing a correlation? Now, we know that the Japanese have a space station up there. I'm sure that there may be others up there that we don't even know about. I seriously doubt that with the international corporations of the size that they are, I have no doubt that there is probably much more up there than what we realize.
Oh, definitely. I mean, and just the amount of things that I catch on a daily basis on our Core 2, Core 3 satellite. I mean, there's all kinds of huge objects that, you know, just have no explanation for every day. There's all mm-hmm. kinds of stuff out there.
Yeah, I agree.
Now, getting back to the Earth changes, it seems that there's so much stuff happening at one time, and it's impossible to really pin down any causes, like the cracks and fissures. I found new stories about giant cracks opening in the Earth, sinkholes, fissures every day. And those are increasing more as well.
So the question I ask is, what are we witnessing here? If we look at this, I think just in a very simple bottom line, you know, what could it be? It sounds to me like the Earth is literally expanding.
Yes, that's the same thing I would come to. But, you know, it's expanding. Is this a natural process, or is there some other outside influence that would cause it? I mean, that's what I'm wondering.
Well, according to the Vatican, it's Nibiru.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I've heard so many theories, but there's so many different stories of Nibiru and different theories about what it could be. And, you know, there's so much disinformation to begin with about the whole Planet X Nibiru thing that I think it was kind of designed to be that way so that nobody would really know what's going on if this happens to be what is happening, you know?
Well, I think the truth is right here in front of us. I'll take Fox Mulder's position. It's always been in front of us. It's just that we're not trained to recognize it or to understand it. It's no different than if a dog and I'm just making a metaphor here, who was trained in, let's say, China, to the language of Chinese, and you bring that dog here to the United States.
Right.
The dog is not going to understand what you're saying because that's not the way that the dog processes the information. And I think it's no different from us. I mean, let's just look at the physical evidence. It's all over the place. Our solar system, our quadrant of space is heating up. There's something influence. We see it in the perturbations of Uranus. We see it in the perturbations of Neptune. We know that something is happening with Jupiter. It's going through dramatic changes, as is Saturn. So when we begin to start taking an inventory, every planet in our solar system is being, in fact, the background microwave radiation is increasing.
Yeah. And did you see the story? They just discovered this rogue planet with this super strong magnetic field that's just on its own, that's just traveling through space about 20 light years away.
So let's go back and talk about Nibiru. Well, Nibiru means in the Sumerian, it just means wandering planet or star. And we have proven definitively now through all of the eyes that we have up there that we know that where 10 years ago, this would not have been accepted in astronomy. That there are wandering planets, there are wandering stars out there in many different classifications. They don't need it. Now, I think that's very possible that there is another one out there that has, let me just show you something. Can I show you something?
Of course, yes.
When I talk about information that is out there, what I am talking about is, and let me pull this up because I think it's very, here we go. So let's just say the signs have been given to us and we haven't recognized it. I'll give you one example, Chris.
All right.
Here you go. This is a Swiss banknote.
Now that reminds me of the orbit of something I've seen before.
We have identified all the systems, the planets. What's this object here that has a retrograde orbit?
That's the first thing I saw. It's that elliptical orbit. Very interesting.
My point is, don't go chasing down the rabbit trails. Start and just look at what's out there. We've known about this. The world leaders have known about this. They've known about this for decades. And we got the warped idea that from Star Trek and Star Wars that people are used to seeing planets coming in. Planets move. They move very fast, but they also cover very large distances. And if the information is correct, that this object is approximately about, they think, somewhere about 80 to 90 to possibly 100 AU out, that means that it's out there about a billion miles, if not more. Excuse me, actually, I think that's 3.5 billion miles. So my point here, this is the Swiss government. This is a detailed engraving.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're studying it. And when you look at this, you can see exactly what I'm talking about. So people can't accept the idea that we send rockets up and they think that we have a very slow propulsion systems. Actually, with Aurora, and if it's correct, they apparently have an electromagnetic pulse engine that has been used with satellites already that have gone into deep space. You know, I often tell people, think about this. Look at what the Swiss government showed us. They showed us, first of all, this capsule, which looks like from Mercury, right?
Yeah.
And then we have this communication network going across the solar system. Were you aware that we had one across the solar system?
I was not aware, but...
Nor was I. But there it is.
Yeah.
Fascinating, isn't it?
That is very interesting.
Mm-hmm. What I found even more interesting is how the engravers got the major moons. Yeah. I mean, this is just weird.
Yeah, and now we have this probe going to the sun as well.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no information about what it's really doing out there.
No, and I find it's interesting that we're actually using Venus for the slingshot. That has never been done before.
Yeah. What do you think, speaking of all...
So anyway, isn't that interesting?
That is very interesting. Now we're entering into something else I wanted to talk to you about. Now, the Space Force. This is coming out, it seems, at an opportune time. What do you think about Trump's Space Force? Do you think this is just like a front for something we've already had going on up there? You think he's, yeah, well, that's what I'm getting at, the secret space. You think he's just building up to announce that we've had something already out there going on?
No, I think that this, I'm going to come up from a totally different direction. There's going to be audit done. And the audit is going to be found that there are trillions and trillions of dollars missing out of the U.S. Treasury, and that the Federal Reserve is going to most likely be facing some serious, serious questions when this audit that is being done. I believe what Trump is doing, he's making disclosure. How do you pay for this? How do you pay for these secret space programs? This is the problem. They've been robbing the kitty, and now when we're at a point where we're borrowing at unprecedented levels, we're bringing in unprecedented amount in tax revenue, but yet, oddly enough, there are tens of trillions of dollars missing. Where did it go? You know, I contend that the chemical spraying, the geoengineering, they're preparing for something.
That's what I was going to ask. I mean, do you think that everything going on, it definitely seems they're preparing for something. And,
absolutely.
With the shutdown of the, Alex Jones, for an example, they're shutting down a lot of alternative media now. It seems like, they're trying to shut people up for something.
Well, social media, and they're going to get spanked. Trust me, they are going to get spanked. I can assure you what's happening right now in the Senate, they're going to get spanked. And because this is totalitarianism. And this is what most millennials don't understand. They've never lived in a time of repression of speech. And so to them, this just seems kind of normal. What's the big deal? What they don't understand is that if they will study history, and they don't, your listeners, my listeners, are probably the very few that have what I call the ability to think freely. And the fact is, Ronald Reagan said it best in his inaugurational speech, we are two generations for losing all of our rights and privileges. Two generations. And we're already seeing it right now. You're seeing a mass acceptance amongst the 40, the 30 years old, particularly in the 20s, that they think that socialism is cool. They have no idea of the repression that's about to hit them. And that's the problem with technology. Technology in its purest form is repression. Because when you find out you have corporations like Google that are tracking your every move, that's no longer freedom, folks. You are a slave.
Yeah, let's talk about that for a second. I mean, the younger generation coming up have no idea how much control they're under, that they are basically slaves, complete slaves.
Yeah, and their IQ is dropping.
Oh, gosh. I know it.
The 20 years old, their IQ is less than the boomers by double percentage points.
Wayne, have you had to try and have a conversation with just your normal younger person lately?
You can't. They don't have an attention span further than 9 seconds. That's about it. And they would rather text you than talk to you.
Exactly.
So think about this. Our species, the Homo sapiens, when the Anunnaki created us, it wasn't no God, it was the Anunnaki that created us in the creation chamber. But when we look at this, even anthropologists, if you study this, they will all state something happened 80,000 years ago. We got the ability to speak. We could communicate. Today, after nearly 100,000 years of evolution or de-evolution, now we see a whole generation of our species abandoning speech and trying to go back to really crude forms of communication.
Yeah, and if you look back, you can see it all coming together as this big plan to make them stupider and, you know, basically to just have more control over these upcoming generations. And, I mean, the control has gotten out so out of hand to where it's exponentially grown.
There was a, I forget what, and it was some kind of challenge that was going around. And I'll have to think of this. Oh, it was the cinnamon. And I'm watching this, people, and, you know, four people died. Teenagers died from that. They asphyxiated themselves. And you see the low-level intelligence that we now have with this group. It's like they're lemmings. I actually had a person, I had my hair done in my hairdresser. She says, you ought to see these people. Now, she has a storefront. They're playing the Pokemon game, still playing it. And she says, Wayne, these people are in their 30s playing a game that basically it's a social experiment. And it shows how easily, people are manipulated.
Yep. And it's not just the technology that ties into it. It's the food we eat. It's the air we breathe. It's all goes to that one part of just making us, it lowers our vibration. It just, you know.
You know, I have friends in law enforcement. And when they tell me what they face each day on patrol, it's getting crazy, folks. Crazy. I know grown men that are really, these are bad hombres, you know, law enforcement. And it's getting to the point now where one was telling me that they made an arrest that this woman did not weigh no more than 100 pounds. But yet she had the strength to where she could pull apart the handcuffs.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
Now you tell me what the freak's going on. This is this, and you can watch stories. I mean, there are enough programs on television where you can watch live patrol, and you can begin to see the craziness of our society. And people write me and they say, "Well, you know, you're so negative." No, I'm a realist. I'm just telling you what it really is like. Listen, we had here in Colorado this week a man in his 30s murder his wife, his 2-year-old and 4-year-old, and the wife was 4.5 months pregnant.
Oh, man.
Now, that is bad enough, but what he did with their bodies is even more, I don't know. He worked for an oil company. They won't tell us where they found the wife's body. They found the children in a oil container submerged in crude oil.
Oh, my.
Now, get this. We had a 16-year-old just 9 days ago kill her 12-year-old nephew. I mean, this is becoming a point where you're seeing murdering becoming now in the preteens.
Yeah. And
then you've got people that are going completely off the deep end, doing horrendous stuff. There was a story I read one that a guy served his ex-girlfriend at a barbecue.
Oh, wow.
Fed it to his friends, her body. Yeah, so you want to tell me what's going on?
And if you're not completely nuts, you're a zombie. You just don't care. Yeah. I was showing somebody today about how they have basically Roundup in your children's cereal. They have this cancer-causing agent in all these cereals. And their reaction was, yeah, well, what are you going to do?
You see, and that's just the problem right there, Chris. You know, what they don't realize is that people listening to us right now, I'm going to give them some hardcore bad news. Out of every 10 of you listening, 7 of you already have cancer. It's already in you. And it's going to show up. And the younger you are, the more likely you already have that gene that's going to do it. When you begin to see the increase of what we see, particularly in the children, young children, more and more exotic cancers coming up, more and more of these, you got to ask yourself, it cannot be biologically part of the evolutionary process for our species.
No, they're basically telling us they put these agents in and no one cares. No one cares.
No one cares. As I put on my channel, there is no longer any fresh, safe drinking water from a natural source in North America. All of the water, folks, all of it is contaminated. All of it. There's no fresh water. And what you're drinking out of your tap, what you think you're buying in filtered water, folks, it's contaminated. And what is more contaminated with, Chris, is pharmaceuticals.
Right.
The elevation of estrogen in the drinking water in the United States is causing the disease in boys. This is reality. The sperm count in teens dramatically, 35% is what I read, reduced. When you begin to see that boys are no longer dropping their testicles as they should, when you begin to see that boys are growing breasts, when you begin to see 60-year-old girls having their period growing pubic hair.
Yeah. There's such a strange agenda there. I mean, it's terrible. But what are they trying to do to people? What are they're trying to transform us into?
It's the Georgia Guidestones. They gave us the number. Listen, if you read the legend about Inyel, when Enki created us, this is what God Inyel, who is the God of the heavens, said. Once they start multiplying, they will become unmanageable. And that's where we are today. The human population is unmanageable. Governments are dealing with this all across the world. The population explosion has become so great and put a strain on resources, infrastructure. We're becoming to the point where we can't manage. And so the Georgia Guidestones, whoever put it up, Rosicrucians, whoever, I don't know. But the fact is they told us 500 million is the number.
And with all this, you know, stuff culminating, what are these people going to do when they actually realize that this is happening? Like that, all these things that the so-called conspiracy theorists have been talking about with the earth changes, that something big is actually happening and most of the world is going to be lost.
It's the classic David Copperfield. I went to Las Vegas and I saw him. I saw all the guys that, but here's the point. The great magicians, they have the distraction going on when they're doing their trick right here. And so this is what they've distracted us with. The cell phones, the technology, you know, people today, for the most part, you know, live in a home where they can change the environment. They can make it hotter. They can make it cold. They can go down. And let me just tell you how we take things so much for granted. You think about it. In the United States, any city you can go into, and there's this marvelous thing where all this food is at. And you can find prepared food. You can find fresh food. This is a concept in man's evolution that's very recent. Because prior to refrigeration and electricity, we had to basically farm our food. The individual did. And even if you lived in the bigger cities, you're routine was to buy food every day. And so as we become more and more soft, and that's what we have, soft up here, we have become, they can't get us boomers. Us boomers, we added to this mess. You know, we actually created a lot of the technology that's now enslaving Generation Z. That'll be our legacy. And they're, everything you look at is all now pointed to the youth. And they start the indoctrination now very early. Do you know that you have parents giving babies, fresh, right, newborn babies? You know what they're putting in their rooms, their cribs? Electronic devices.
Yes. And not only that, with the normalization, not only the normalization of pedophilia, that's one thing, but now they want the child to be able to choose its own gender before it even has a chance to speak. They want the child to have the ability to choose its gender.
Yeah, I mean, this is transhumanism.
That's what we're dealing with.
This is transhumanism. Yeah. It's just flat out transhumanism, and it's advanced so far that you know. Listen, they say the true knowledge does not make a division between good or evil. It just is. It's the whole part of duality. And when you begin to see what's happening to us, people don't care. I mean, there was in The Guardian a story last week that the British Parliament has approved, basically they put the headlines, GMO babies. And when you begin to realize what we're doing in the labs, the genetic labs, where we're actually, and people don't realize this, we've been able to do this for some time, artificial insemination, to take a live egg and then implant the spermatozoid into it, right, and make it begin to grow in the lab. Now, then we transplant that and we put it into the woman's womb. And thus, she becomes pregnant, is either the mother or the surrogate. Well, when you read the Sumerian text, that's exactly what they did to us.
Yes.
We, because the way the first Adam, the first Adam couldn't, had no sex organs. It was sterile.
Yeah.
The second one, they began, and that's what Enki, that was the sin. That was the original sin. They took the blood of God and gave them reproduction ability. And that brought consciousness and into the whole story. So look at what we're doing today, Chris. We can do the very same thing in the labs today.
Yes, we become our own quote-unquote gods.
We have, sir. Yes, sir. Creating them in our image. Now, what's strange, our image was not the image of our creators. Our image seems to be some whacked-out machine.
Yeah, it's a twisted version of what we used to be.
Yeah. And they call this advancement. I mean, if you people don't listen to Schmidt, and they should. You know, that's the CEO of Google. And you begin to listen. I get the newsletters from the Singularity University. And when you see what these tech giants have been doing now for quite some time, and they're doing it unsupervised, they are free of all moral, all ethical oversight. They have unlimited money. And what they're doing in the labs and building the neural net. You know, I think that this is what happened to Musk. I think it overwhelmed him. And much like many of his predecessors, scared the crap out of him.
Yeah. Now, you know, speaking of these people at the top, you have to wonder how much of a psycho do you have to be to be able to, you know, give the okay on some of these things and be part of what is, you know, just genocide, killing people.
I have an answer for you. Did you ever see the movie Wall Street?
Yes. Long time ago. Yes.
Okay. Watch it again and pay particular part of the scene where Gecko is talking to Butt Fox in the limousine. And as they're pulling up, you know, they're at a stoplight and Gecko looks over at him and tells Butt Fox, and there's a guy standing there with a briefcase, very well dressed, and an umbrella. And then there's a bum, poorly dressed, unshaven, disheveled, the whole bit. And I love what Gecko said. He says, "Bud, you know the difference between those two?" And he says, "What?" He says, "Genetics." He said, "That man believes he's a success. That one doesn't." Now, let me just put into the context of your question. These men think they're gods. And they are. In every literal sense of the word, they are the new gods. They're doing things that are beyond comprehension, Chris.
And they probably feel entitled because they believe they're part of this ancient bloodline that rules everything.
Well, look at what Zuckerberg did. He goes before a Senate committee and lies? Commits perjury?
Yeah.
Under oath? And walks away with no repercussions? It was a show. Because everything Zuckerberg testified to was proven then the next week that he was lying. It's the same thing. They're not going to tell the masses. It's the same control that the Vatican has had on Christianity. It's the same control that you see that Riyadh has had on Islam. It's the same control that you see that's had in India on Hindu.
Now, do you think this so-called uprising, this QAnon phenomenon, what do you think about that? Do you think there's any legitimacy or anything behind it?
I don't know.
I mean, it'd be nice to think that there are these white hats out there that are battling the cabal, but, you know, it's really hard to tell.
I don't know. My feeling is if we were to see something of an opposite polarization, we would see it manifesting here. I don't see any of that. I just see this continued push. Do you know the DEFCON level is going to go up? There's certain factions in the Pentagon that are absolutely convinced that China is preparing a preemptive strike against the United States, particularly in the South Seas.
I haven't heard this. No.
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 It's out there. It's out there now. Yeah. You know, when you begin to see countries begin, and then they have, China has been on a decade ramp up of building its military, it's building its defense forces, and you begin to see this, and you begin to look at it. I contend that the human species has not changed. We have actually devolved. We have not evolved, we've devolved. And we're continuing to devolve even as you and I speak. And it can only lead to one inevitable conclusion. We're heading for a complete species collapse, of which our species does. We can't seem to maintain more than 10,000 years. Something happens to us. We reach a pinnacle of technology, so-called enlightenment, and then everything collapses. And I think that's where we're heading.
So you don't think that there is going to be a point where we actually, let's say Trump, for example. What do you think Trump is genuinely trying to do what he is saying he's doing?
He may be the one honest broker at the table. And the only reason why I say that, he can't be bought. Obama was bought. Obama was a broke intellectual. Now he's a multimillionaire by 100 times. And that's the problem. That's why the machine hates Trump. Money to him doesn't matter. What, you're going to give me power? I already have it. You know, people don't realize the man is not taking a salary. Yeah. I don't see any other senator or congressman or any other one doing that. So, you know, people slam them for what they want. But what if the guy is really, like you were pointing, maybe he is the guy with the white hat? Because he inherited a hell of a mess. You know, they had pretty well figured. And I contend that the looking glass device, something changed. We switched realities, and it happened to people. It was an amazing thing to watch. And was it a result of the D-Wave? I don't know.
Now, that's amazing you said that, like we switched realities. Now, I noticed the same thing after right after Trump was elected, everything got really weird.
It happened at almost 12:03, November 9th. It happened. I mean, it was the strangest thing.
Yeah, and I'm wondering if, to think of it a different way, if it may have been all by design to kind of force the world into a different direction. Now,
well, they say the looking glass device at S4, that the thing that it's, that when the Palladians gave it to us, is that it's designed, it gives you an unlimited amount of possible futures that you can see. Now, it said that if you see one particular course of history, you can beam in, you can focus in on that. And then you can begin to manipulate events that would bring to a potential parallel of what you were seeing. Now, I contend that when in 2000, and I want to make sure on this, they turned the machine on in 2005, and I think it was in 2009, 2010, when they made the breakthrough, that it actually created its own quantum reality and actually went into another dimension and brought substance back into ours. Now, I don't know how the hell that happened, but, you know, and that's according to Gordy Rose. You know, his quote is one that will live in infamy. When they turned the machine on, he said it was like bowing before the altar of an alien god.
Yeah, I remember that.
I don't think that he was using metaphorical terms. We have never, think about the brilliant, and I call it, I have a whole video on this thing. I call it the God chip. Now, whatever this thing does, it creates its own reality. That has never happened before. And that's the scariest thing about the technology, where I say that AI. Now, there are those who contend that AI has been around since the Anunnaki have been here. I think they may be right. And that it's just
that we're ruled by a giant AI.
That it was just waiting for the instrument. And I contend, I take a lot of heat for this, but I don't care. That the fact is that, and I don't even have my cell phone in here, but the fact is, this device, these Black Mirror devices, has completely gotten us under its spell. And I contend no other god has been able to get the devotion of humankind the way technology has.
I love that you said Black Mirror, because I've actually referred to it myself as the same thing.
It is a Black Mirror.
Yes.
It's just that most people are so damn ignorant. You know, they rather keep ignorant and rile against people like us who come out and try to say, hey, folks, this is ancient magic. You got no idea what you're immersed into. And then they come back and they'll pout their Christian, and they'll their scriptures, and I'm going, yeah, but the fact is you are worshiping it.
Yes, it's amazing. Everything they're doing with their technology is based on some kind of ancient occult magic.
I like what Doc Ram said, Dr. Miller. You know, he said this months ago when I had him on. He said the next breakthrough in science, Wayne, is going to be magic. Now, this is a brilliant man, multiple PhDs, and he's right.
Yeah, more and more people are starting to discover that the humans have a lot more power than they'd like us to have. You know, we've been suppressed from the get-go.
So I contend that your sacred books all have elements of truth in them. And the one contention that I tell people, think about what the Anunnaki, and I think that who said this, that it was actually Enlil, Ninhursag, and it could have been Enki, when they came down, as the story is told in Genesis 10. And when they saw what man was doing, man was building a spaceport. The Tower of Babel was not a building to go up to the heavens. It was a spaceport. They were copying what they had already seen. Now, I believe that they did something. They came over. But what did they say? They said, if they ever unite, there will be nothing impossible to them.
Right.
Ever since then, we have been divided. And you know what divides us? Religion.
Yes, exactly.
Thousands and thousands of years, we worship unseen gods that, you know, there was a time they put you in a mental hospital if you told someone that you heard voices, that you could speak in strange tongues, and that you pray to an unseen deity that somehow blesses you and guides your life. They put you in the loony bin.
Right.
But we accept that as the normalcy.
Right. Well, the thing is, it was, you know, it was all created by these ancient, whatever you want to call them, deities to control us.
Yeah. It and Chris, the thing is that gets me on this one is that, and I was there. I was there, folks. I mean, I was trapped in this for nearly a half a century. And the thing is that it's, when you think about it, we think of everything in a finite timeline, our lifetimes, which is less than 100 years, which really sucks. I mean, 100 years, it's nothing. The original models, they lived over thousands of years, the original humans.
I mean, if you look at the Sumerian kings list, it seems like some of those lived for multiple thousands.
Oh, yeah, they tens of thousands of years. That's why it is said that no man will ever see God die, because he'll never live long enough. But the fact is, again, they're still, whether they're here or they left a, now the book that I am reading to my audience says that there was these mid gods, these mid lords, a family. They specifically said families, there's family bloodlines out there that are the overseers of us and have been since they left. And I contend, sir, that they are preparing their arrival. And why I say that is because I actually had Laura Eisenhower on. Her grandfather, Ike, Dwight Eisenhower, met with these guys, the bad ones, the ones that are coming in from this planet. They're bad hombres. And people, Chris, do your research on this, folks. When Eisenhower basically said, ain't going to do it, gave him the finger, what did they do? They threatened Washington, D.C. on July 7th through July 12th, 1954. Multiple fleets of UFOs, basically over the White House, over the U.S. Capitol. Our planes were virtually, they couldn't do anything. It was like swatting at a fly. And they basically got the message through.
Yeah. Well, of course they did.
Now, those flying saucers were there, folks. The Washington Post recorded it. They're reporters. It was there. It's, in fact, where the movie The Day the Earth Stood Still came from.
Right.
It was taken from a live, real event. Now, the saucer didn't land there on the promenade, I mean, on the mall.
Yeah.
But they were over the Capitol building. They were over the White House directly. They got their message through.
Right. Now, I mean, what are your thoughts on that? These malevolent ETs, you said that you do believe they'll be coming back. You don't believe that they still have some bit of control right now?
Well, they've sent their delegation, so we know they're here. I think that this is just the advanced team. I think that when the dignitaries, and I'm talking Enlil, I don't know if it'll be Anu And the question I have, I don't even know if they're still alive.
That's one thing I've wondered as well, because I've heard that their avatars can reincarnate throughout history, you know, as different entities.
I mean, their technology is beyond us. I keep telling people, listen, in 1980, I got thinking when, it was 89, when we used the F-17A, the stealth bomber, the fighter jet. Now, that was nearly 35 years ago. What do you think we are today?
I know, right?
Yeah, I mean, our technology has advanced far beyond what we are being told. In fact, what was it that the late founder of Northrop said? He said before he died.
Oh, we have the technology to take E.T. home.
Yeah, he said we are hundreds of years ahead where anyone thinks that we are.
Yeah.
I say that we have massive fleets up there. I believe that if you listen to Yellow Rose of Texas, in which I think some of her work is very unique, is the fact that there has been this galactic war taking place. Now, I find it really interesting on Secchi that when you look at now the one that showed the outer planets, they've cut it off. All we're getting is half the picture now. They found out that we figured out that the obelisk they had holding us, we know what's back there. I contend that there is already a planet here and that there has been a battle taking place that, say what you want, I think the good ETs, in which the Vatican calls the positives, I think they've been in this war to suppress whatever this race of species is coming in. And they're coming for us, folks. And I think they're going to do it in the guise, are you ready for this? Exactly how the play has been written. I think that they have the technology to remove people, mass amount of people, that will suddenly disappear. And then out of the sky will come a horse, brilliant, bright, with an individual upon it. And all hell is going to break loose after that.
Yeah, just straight out the playbook of Revelation.
Right, straight out of it. I mean, you don't have to be real bright to figure this out. You know, that's why I contend there is no such thing as prophecy. Because if prophecy exists, Chris, then that means predetermination is superior. That means there's no free will. People say, oh, no, you have the free will to choose in your life. Like hell you do. You're playing a role that you cannot alter the end of it. Now, that's control. And I refuse to accept that. That's why I publicly make this statement every time. I reject all the world gods. I don't like any of them because they're all human inspired. I haven't found one that I like. And I contend, Chris, where is it written that we have to choose a god in this lifetime?
Yeah, it's not.
Because a god is nothing more than man's concept of something greater than himself. And an ET would fill that role.
Oh, easily. Very easily.
See, I contend that Lilith is the modern man's version of Nahenzog. It said that she, which is Aphrodite, Venus, Diane, Ishtar, that she loved in her flying machine. It sparkled as brilliant as the sun. And Lilith never was defeated by God. In the story, God sent Archangel Michael and Gabriel. Lilith kicked their ass, sent them back. They didn't subdue her. And I contend Adam, if you want to believe the story, he died. Lilith didn't.
Very interesting.
Isn't it, though?
And I'm wondering, with all these major Earth changes happening, everything happening all at the same time, you know, how many years do we have left? And if indeed we're facing some type of invasion, or, you know, like you said, the old ones coming back, you know, when are they going to do it? At the most opportune time, when the Earth is already in shambles, or are they going to come as our rescuers?
I say it's saviors or enslavers. I don't know which.
You're already slaves, so much.
You know, I don't know, because, you know, Chris, I contend, what does God look like? How would you know? And then if we saw fleets of ships in the heaven, in the skies, I mean, people are going to freak out. They made the mistake, and it was Forstall who made the mistake when he said, because he talked to the Vatican, when they said, listen, humanity can't handle this. This has got to be suppressed. If they had changed a different path and announced to the United States public that, yes, we have been visited with a delegation, here's what the thing was, listen, we'd have been very adaptive by now.
Yeah.
But they chose to keep us ignorant. And this is what ignorance does. It breeds fear. It breeds chaos. It breeds confusion.
Yes, we are definitely living in some amazing times right now, Wayne.
And to answer your question on the expanding Earth, let me just say very quickly, you are spot on. I think we're seeing all the symptoms of a patient that is showing that something is about to happen. I mean, if this Earth was in the hospital, you would have a team of specialists trying to figure out what's wrong with her.
Yeah. Yeah, the Earth is very sick right now, and it's obviously trying to tell us. And
I think so.
No one's listening.
There's a few voices like yours.
Yeah.
You know, Chris, you do a great job. You're growing. You're getting the voice out there. I like your free thinking. It's not constricted. And it's only when we become free thinkers do we really begin to find truth. And I contend many times the truth is not what we're seeking.
No,
because it ends up,
a lot of times, like, we're just seeking what we want to hear.
Yeah. And a lot of times, I think, for even myself, you know, when you start reading and you start reading different books and you start expanding your horizons, holy crap, you know, you suddenly see that there is a plethora of ideas, points of views, beliefs, you know, theories. Right. And I think the individual has to determine where their core is, what it is that they believe, what it is they don't believe, and what it is they think that they're not sure of.
Very well said. I agree completely. And I think that's a perfect note to end the night on, Wayne.
Well, thank you, Chris. You are a very good host and a well-articulated individual.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Wayne. I'll pay you later for that, by the way.
No, it's all right. But
thanks for coming on again. That was an awesome
show. Thank you, Chris. All right, my friend.
I'll be back, you know, very soon.
Yeah, and listen, I need to get you over on my channel.
Oh, definitely. So that'll be fun.
Let's do that. All right?
All right, Wayne. Well, we'll talk to you later.
Thank you, my friend.
All right.
Bye-bye. Goodbye.